Brad Lee back again with another episode of Dropping Bombs. Today in the studio, folks, I got a real treat for you for the second time back. Beck, End of the World Lover.
Brad Lee, it's good to be back, brother, in the midst. How you doing?
Very well.
A lot's changed since the last couple of years.
What's changed?
A lot of interesting things have developed.
What have taken place?
Well, for one thing, since the last time I saw you, I mean, kind of broke the net, bro. Had over a billion views, man. But the first time I ever went viral was on your show. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problemo, my friend.
How you been?
Dude, I'm better than donuts. You ever have donuts?
Maybe a few too many, Brad.
How do you like them?
I love them. I just don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I'm better than them. I'm better than donuts, my friend. But see, when people ask me how I'm doing, it's kind of a stupid question. Why? Because only an idiot would say badly.
I agree.
I mean, you're the person in the driver's seat. You're the one in control whether your life is going good or bad. So if your life is going bad and you say it's going terribly right now, well, that's kind of saying that you're not that bright. Now, some people can say, Brad, that's not fair. Shit goes wrong for everybody. I'm talking about who's in the driver's seat in life.
You are.
Period.
The captain of your boat.
You're in the driver's seat, bro. So if your life's shit, you're the one driving, motherfucker.
I think, Brad, what I've come to really just accept as a fact, I think the reason most people are not where they are or where they want to be is straight up fear. There's nothing else. It's fear. What's everyone going to think? When I started my show, which regardless of how big it becomes or doesn't become, just the experiences, for example, becoming friends with you, that never would have happened. When I wanted to start my podcast, if anybody goes back and looks at my first episodes, they were horrific. My studio was horrible. I didn't know what I was doing. And everyone was making fun of me, calling me a fucking idiot, the people closest to me. So I tuned it out, kept doing what I was doing. Amazing things started to happen in my life. Things became very interesting. Became friends with all kinds of amazing people, influencers, celebrities. Some of that I attribute to the nightlife, obviously, but the majority of the really awesome things happening in my life was having the courage to start something I knew nothing about. I don't know. I didn't go to broadcasting school. Did you?
No.
You're one of the top-ranked podcasts in the world, bro, and top of the top in the business and motivational world. And that's just testament to having the courage to go out there and try things and just accept that. I think most people just don't do anything in life out of pure fear. They're scared to take the risk, and they're scared of what everyone else is going to say. And this is why, like in the movie Troy, one of my favorite lines, right in the beginning of the movie, when Brad Pitt's got to go fight.
That's why no one will remember your name. But you didn't say it like that.
I know. I like to add the effects like it's ancient. Like, that's why no one will remember your name.
But why do you say it all shaky?
I'm trying to make it sound like I'm like some ancient Greek warrior. Like, that's why no one will remember your name.
It just sounds like you're an ancient Greek warrior.
I don't know. It sounds right. They always have like those.
It sounds like you're an ancient Greek. That's why no one will remember your name.
Do you think that's what it's inside of all humans and men? That
yeah, but dude, we're talking about Achilles. Achilles said that. He was half God, right? He knew he could smoke anybody. It's not that courageous going to fight when you know that you're not going to lose. It's only courageous when you don't know.
I agree.
So Achilles saying, and that's why no one will remember your name, boy. Well, that's because he knew. Most people can't be that courageous because they don't know.
But he didn't know he'd get hit with that arrow at the end that fucked his life up.
Well,
I mean, he was half man, half God, but it took one arrow in his heel and poof, he was finished.
Yeah, I got to watch that movie again, see what happens.
He dies. Well,
not because of an arrow.
Yeah, it's Achilles' heel. That's why the arrow.
I know, but the arrow didn't kill him.
What killed him? His arrogance.
Well, the arrow, I think, caused him to be maimed, and then something else killed him. That's why I got to go watch it again.
It's been a while.
Anyway, I see what you're saying. That's why no one will remember your name. You want people to go out there and be a little bit more bold, a little bit more adventurous.
Listen, you've done a lot of things in your life. I mean, over the last few years, I've really gotten to know you. We've hung out a lot. You came to New York. I kept my word. I said on the show, I just wanted to clear my name because in the Albanian world, it's important that we keep a promise. I gave you Besa. Besa means the oath. I said, if you come to New York and pay for a drink, well, I'm with you. And you don't have to be with me either if you go to the places I send you. I put my head in the toilet. Did I break my promise?
No.
My next promise on your show is if I don't lose 70 pounds by the end of this year, not this year, like next, this, you know, 1 year from now, I'll put my head in the toilet on your show.
Well, you can't because there's no toilets on my show.
But what I realized was I started working out again. I lost 20 pounds.
But you can do it on FaceTime.
I lost 20 pounds.
With turd floating.
Right. Which is like, you know, I know I got a long way to go because, you know, you are in phenomenal shape.
No. Getting there.
And, you know, I am younger than you. I look older than you. But I realized at the beginning I joined the gym. I didn't, bro, I'm not lying to you. 2 weeks, I just went to the gym and did nothing. I literally just showed up, went to the locker room, changed. I swam a little bit in the pool. Like, not even swim. Like, I'm talking about, like, I just was, like, hanging out. You know how you hang out in a pool in a hotel?
Yeah.
I did the steam room. I'm like, I feel kind of fucking good. Okay, let me try the elliptical a little bit. I did 20 minutes the first day. I almost died. Now I'm doing 45 minutes and I'm doing 30 minutes of weights. I got a long way to go. But that was literally within a month and a half. The first 2 weeks I did nothing. I was just trying to build the momentum mentally to do it. And then I realized this is all in your head, man. It's always just in our head, man.
You didn't know that?
I know that, but sometimes we forget and we lose our way. That's why it's important to listen to shows like yours to remind people of really how simple it is to change your life. And that's what people sometimes don't understand. It's like you said, they don't have the right information. They're not thinking the right way. They're not seeing things the right way. Sometimes it's just a little tweak of the mind, man, how powerful the mind is. And we forget it, man. And we let it enslave us and entrap us and live from a place of fear, I think, is basically what the essence of what I'm trying to say is.
Now, you're Albanian, correct?
That is correct.
And the Albanian have quite the community pride.
There is a lot of patriotism in that community, as, you know, we're a small nation that has done a lot for the world. But, you know, not to, because it's kind of what we spoke about in the first episode. But, you know,
what's it do? What did it do?
We're the underdogs, man. We've always been the underdogs throughout history, but we've seemed to produce some of the most amazing people in the world, like Mother Teresa.
She was Albanian.
The Blues Brothers, Dua Lipa, Ava Max, these are some of the biggest pop stars in the world. The head of ChatGPT is an Albanian woman. That blew my mind away. So we're, you know.
Why don't you guys all, like, get a hold of each other and share the wealth?
We are united, but not as united sometimes as we should be. And I think it comes sometimes from, if you look at historically, a lot of cultures that have been oppressed for a long time, they develop sometimes a crabs in a bucket mentality. Because when you're in full fight or flight mode and you're just trying to survive, sometimes it's hard to get that, you know, they just want to get the short-term benefit and think and not think long-term. I think to create a productive society or a business or anything, you have to think long-term. Sometimes when you're not doing well, you're short-sighted and you don't see the bigger picture. And I think a lot of people that have been stepped on, you know, societies, cultures, nations, they have that crabs in a bucket mentality. They don't think that everyone can eat.
So what would you say to those people? And by the way, how's New York City doing?
Honest opinion?
Yeah.
Because last time I was, so is it busier? It's a lot busier. Has it gone to anything to what it was before? No, as far as, you know, I mean, is it a lot busier in the streets? Are people being forced to return to their offices? A lot of the companies are starting to do that, but there's still a big gap of office space not being utilized. There's a lot of empty commercial space. The mood is not, I just don't feel the energy is optimistic. I know you joke like I'm a Debbie Downer all the time, but I do try to stay positive. I might joke around and, well, sometimes I'm not joking around when I'm talking about things that are serious, like the future of our country, where I think things could go. And I'm pretty serious about those things.
Why? What can you do about them?
I think what you can do about them is bare minimum speak out against them. I think the reason so many things, well, I agree with you. We're entering a phase now in this society we're living in that we're supposed to be the land of the free, First Amendment, the right to speak, that we are not allowed to speak. And I would,
well, you're allowed to speak, just not on certain platforms. And the certain platforms is where everybody is. So when I say you're not allowed to say it, because as soon as you do, they go clip, and now you're disappeared.
You know what I would argue, Brad, and this is like the big debate, and I think this is a great question to ask you. There needs to be a serious public debate about how social media works, period. this whole phenomenon, we've seen what it can do, how it can influence. The guy in New York, forgot his name, the influencer, has given out a few PlayStations, and it was pandemonium in Union Square. I mean, they were going nuts. It turned into riot. Like, thousands and thousands of people came. So to deny the power of social media to persuade minds, opinions. We've seen the documentaries like The Social Dilemma, how people can be literally put into echo chambers through social media, through the algorithms. If these aren't what I would call today the public areas, the public area no more. Like, I have the right to speak publicly. I have the right to protest. Like, you know, physically, we've always thought about it physically. I can go on the streets in New York, hold up a sign. They can't do nothing to you. They're not allowed to, because you have that right protected. The debate is social media companies are privately owned corporations. Okay, I understand that argument. Like, I own this website. I can do whatever I want with it, right? But we're really in a gray area where these companies have so much, like, this is where the public debate is now. It's no longer in the street with a protest sign. Opinions, heart and minds are swayed on the internet. And for there to exist any type of suppression, I don't care if I like your opinion or don't like my opinion, this right must be protected on social media, period. As long as you're not making like real threats where someone can get harmed, everything else should be open game, brother.
Yeah.
And the fact that people would not stand up for that right, I think, is a big problem, because this is the public forum now. We're not in the streets with, you know, it seems like now things that happen online then transfer into the streets. That means that that's the most important place for us to, it's the arena of free speech. I don't care if it's IG or YouTube, or I won't say, you know, these companies, right? This is the public forum now.
Why didn't you want to say YouTube?
I don't know. I'm so paranoid. I've been zapped so many fucking times, even though I've broken the internet a million fucking times. I'm tired of being zapped. I just don't want you to be zapped. You got zapped too. The one time we went viral, you were zapped the next day. I couldn't believe it. We had 2 million views together. That video you made, of our conversation. And they zapped your account, bro. You have to start that account from scratch again. And you had millions of followers.
What did you say?
It wasn't what I said. It was something you said on a different video.
What did I say?
You were talking about how you would never know that this thing was going on if you weren't watching the TV screen. And then the next day, they took down your TikTok account. Remember? And I'm like, damn,
bro.
Yeah, because
I mean, back in those days, if you looked around, you didn't see any of it. But if you looked at the news, it said it was everywhere.
But they took your TikTok down for that.
They do that. I know that, but they do that even now with racism. They act like, you know, there's serious race conflicts. I look around, I don't see any serious race conflicts. Now, I'm not saying there isn't racism. There are still people out there that are a little bit
100%,
you know, antiquated in their thinking, and they're freaking racist more than likely. But there's racists all over. Like, all sides have racism.
Racism, ethnocentrism.
The question is it bad as the media says? I don't see it. I don't see it.
But they might argue the reason you don't see it is because you're a white male. That's what they would say to you. So what would you say back to them?
Well, what about all the black males I talk to and see? They don't see it either. Like, dude, listen, it's not as bad as everyone says. The news trumps up everything to sell more papers.
I would
more
say
clicks now because there's no papers left. But trust me when I tell you, listen, if you see it on the media, okay, if you're watching the media and it's telling you something, all I would say is it could be bullshit. That's all I'm saying. So in other words, if you watch the news and you watch the media and you totally 100% believe everything it tells you, that's where you need to wake up. Like, you got to realize these companies have agendas, and these agendas are pushed onto you through the media. And when you say, well, how is that possible? Because I used to think if they said it on the news, it was true. Why? Well, because the news is held liable. They can't tell bullshit lies, but they can. They're told what to say by their upper management. If I'm a reporter, they give me the report to read. I'm not out there freaking deciding things. The people that decide. And then guess who decides for them? The people that own the company. Sitting here saying a story that you don't necessarily even know is false or true or not, but you're saying it as if it's true. The you know, world believes it's true because the media said it, when in reality, it's just an agenda. It's just a narrative that they want you to believe. So they have all these little angles to get you to believe it, when in reality, I just don't believe it. Why? Because what I see doesn't match what I see on the media. the media doesn't seem like it knows what's going on in real life.
Or they're purposely not.
No, or there's so many people that get their truth from the media, it's a mess. And that's what I think's going on. Because I don't think everybody's bad.
No.
I think everybody's good. I don't think we're in big, massive decline like everybody says or everybody thinks. The doom and gloomers. The end of the worlders.
You don't think we're in trouble?
When you say in trouble, no, I think we're going to be just fine is all I'm saying. Now, are there some things that are like be pretty stupid? Like, dude, go look at San Francisco. There's literally people shitting in the streets. You can steal without getting any repercussions. There's stores that won't even open because if they do, it's totally legal to walk in and steal up to $900 worth of shit or whatever the rule is.
Like, dude, they allow that. Why do you think they allow that? You
don't
think
it's on purpose? Why they allow
it. You don't think that politician knows what's going to happen there?
It doesn't matter why they allow it.
It's called degeneracy. It's to degenerate and demoralize the population of that area, in my opinion. And I don't think it's by accident.
Hey, that makes sense.
Mentioning because you said
the point is, dude, I would never live in San Francisco. I can't believe anyone lives in San Francisco. But people do. And then guess what? They vote the people in that are making those rules. Like, if I'm in San Francisco and I voted for a politician and that politician voted to make it legal to steal up to $900 worth of shit out of any public store, I would immediately eliminate that politician. Why? Because they're not sound. They're not intelligent enough to hold the position. Why? Because they just voted that it's legal to shoplift up to $900. No, it's not legal to shoplift up to $1. Like, if it's not your shit, leave it alone.
Well, in New York City, the guy tried to protect his own store with a broomstick. He beat the robber up. They arrested the store owner.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So you don't let them defend their own property.
So the politicians in that area need to go away. And guess what? Oh, yeah, it's New York. They do. You can see where all the shitty politicians are. Look at the city's conditions.
You asked a little earlier, how is New York? Another thing, by the way, I forgot to tell you this. You know, we're thinking Texas is so far away from New York. Right behind Grand Central Station, right on 42nd Street, thousands of people, migrants that they call migrants, illegal aliens is what you call them, camped out on the streets, have nowhere to go, using the bathroom. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, and it's a difficult thing to talk about. Do I not understand why these people came here? Yes. That's proof of why we have something that should be protected, our way of life. These people are risking their lives to come from South America, all over the world, crossing the border and all this stuff. That's one part of it that people should realize. Why do all these people want to come here? Why do all these people want to come here? But to just leave them in the middle of our city, and these are the cities that gave them refuge, and it's creating chaos in our city. Complete chaos right now. These people are desperate. I have a friend of mine. I won't mention his name. He's a very close friend of mine. When a lot of the migrants were going into Europe from Syria and all these places, his aunt, someone knocked on his door, his aunt's door in Montenegro, and hit her over the head with a hammer, and she passed away. These are desperate people that have nothing to lose, and they're just being unleashed with no type of control. My question is, how many mistakes can these leaders of ours make in a row to destroy the quality of life? New York was one of the most vibrant cities in the world. I was so proud to be from there at one point. I loved it. It was my heart and my soul to be in such a diverse city with so much amazing things going on. And I've seen the whole demographic just shift, and the way things are running, and up is down and down is up. And the energy, man, you can literally feel it. It's not the New York I remember. And to make peace with that, I may never see that city again. The way I saw it, the way I knew it, the way I've lived there my whole life and loved it, to me is heartbreaking. And the fact that no one really seems to care or do anything about it. No one seems to want to protest or do whatever needs to be done to shift these policies. There's no pressure being put back on the people that are calling the shots, like the mayor and this one and that one. And these laws make no sense. So to me, it's like, if you keep doing all this, then are you doing it on purpose? And that's the question I'll flip back to everyone that's watching this. How many bad things in a row can our president do? How many bad things in a row can your senator do, your congressman do? Well, you've got to stop there and sit there and say, these people are not dumb. Let's be real. They're not dumb. They know if they make it, you can commit a crime and just get out overnight. Not even overnight, within a few hours. They know the repercussion it's going to have. That criminal is no longer scared. They know there's no repercussion if they rob something and get right back out. So when do you, as the citizen of that community, of that city, that town, stop drop and roll, like we used to say when there's a fire, stop for a second and think and say, why are they making so many rules that just bring chaos into our lives? They continue to tax the hell. They just put a toll now. We already have tolls to get into every angle of Manhattan, right? Through the bridges, tunnels. We've driven them together, me and you, Lincoln Tunnel, George Washington Bridge. Now there's a toll being installed when you go below a certain street number to get into like the Times Square area. Like, this is crazy, bro. And where is all this money going? And our roads are garbage. Yeah, we got billions of dollars we can send all across the world for destruction. Nothing's for construction of our lives as citizens that give up this money. We're worrying about where we're going to house these migrants and these illegal aliens that are crossing our border. The average New Yorker is struggling. And then it goes to what you say. I don't even feel bad for these people. It's like letting someone just abuse you, letting someone, you know, destroy you, and you just sit there, okay, all right. Well, you know what? You probably fucking deserve to be abused, and you're a fucking idiot. It's kind of how I feel right now. You know, I want to leave New York. I've been wanting to leave New York. Not because I want to leave my city. It's like, you know, in the art of war, when you can win, fight. When you can't, retreat, right? I don't think I can win the battle up there, bro.
You can't.
But how many cities do we let fall to this type of logic, this sickness that there's no common sense?
Well, when you can't do anything about it, now some people will be sitting out there, well, come on, Brad, you can do something about it. Everyone should, you know, right? It sounds nice, doesn't it? That's called ideological.
So what do you think happens, Brad? If you had to call the next 5 to 10 years, what do you think happens?
I think in 5 to 10 years, they're going to be saying the same thing as they are right now.
Do you think this is just one really bad cycle and it'll go back?
Yep, really think the pendulum? Everything's getting ready to crash. In 5 years, you'll hear the same thing. And then 10 years after that, you'll hear the same thing. And 10 years after that, you'll hear the same thing. Unless you change who you're hanging around, you change the way you see the world, you change your perspective, you change your mindset, and then you won't be hearing that shit. In 5 years,
do you think the pendulum swings back the other way?
I think in 5 years, things are going to be better than they are today.
I hope so, Bradley.
They have to be.
Let me ask you
this.
It
doesn't get much worse.
Why do you think after all these years now, all of a sudden they're telling us about aliens in Peru, there's supposedly villagers fighting off 9-foot aliens?
Where? I've never heard of that.
This has been the storm of the last week, man. This is all over the internet right now.
What is?
There's videos of people in Peru screaming, they're shooting gunshots. There's supposedly these aliens that are like going into the village and trying to take their kids and take like, this all over the internet.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Brad, late. I mean, I can tell you don't really watch too much of this shit either. I don't either, but it was all over the internet, man.
Well,
the government confirming UFOs, confirming they had alien bodies and all this shit. So yeah. My question
is, whistleblowers and what have you.
What do you think? Because
I think it's a distraction.
Okay. But why all of a sudden they're using this distraction? And what are they trying to distract from?
I have no idea. Like I said,
do you think there's aliens?
I can only have a theory. Some people say it's a conspiracy theory, or it's just a theory. You know, it can be just a theory. It doesn't have to be conspiracy theory. But if someone were to say, what do I think? My answer is, I don't know. Why? Because I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think that there's aliens?
I would think we'd be ignorant to think there weren't. But
my theory is a little different.
If I saw one that actually came down and landed and was like a sentient, intelligent being, obviously more intelligent than us, because they found a way to build a craft that transports them from their planet to ours.
What if they don't need a craft?
Again, you see UFOs, you see crafts. We say we're in possession of crafts and alien bodies. That was what the whistleblower said. So if we are in possession of alien crafts, that means that the aliens are smart enough to figure out transportation. You got to be a smart, sentient being to do this. You don't see dogs inventing cars by now. You don't see animals doing it. So that means that this is an intelligent life form from another fucking planet or place outside of Earth.
Or another dimension.
First of all, that would be freaking crazy. Now, what that would do to the fabric of society, I think it would destroy it. Meaning everybody that had any kind of faith would lose faith. There would be pandemonium and chaos and mayhem.
You just hit it right on the head, and I think that's exactly...
And if and when it gets like that, then I always tell people, that's when you freaking are happy that you have weapons, and then you fucking go Mad Max style, and you become very serious very quickly.
Well,
because now, like, The whole world will change.
And the videos of these, then they're circulating. I mean, maybe they can throw
in. But that's the thing. I don't think that's going to happen.
They're showing videos of them literally shooting in the jungle. This is all over the internet.
We're going to get off this and go see.
No, we will. I have a different theory, Brad, and people are going to think I'm crazy. And I've said this publicly a couple of times. I'll say it again.
Say it again.
We live in a time of mass deception. I take things from a spiritual perspective. Someone that study theology his entire life. From the Judeo-Christian Muslim perspective, I do believe in aliens, but not the way they show us in TV and movies. And I don't believe they're aliens, by the way. I believe they are demonic forces that live in a parallel dimension on this earth. From the people that believe in God, this goes out to them. They know very simply who the aliens are. We're the ones that were cast down. We're, from that perspective, from the biblical perspective and the Quranic perspective, the Torah, we're the ones that were cast out of the heavens. You want to see an alien, folks, look in the mirror if you believe in God. You're the alien. We know the species of the devil, Satan is his other name, lived on this earth before us. There's an obsession, and really, I'm gonna let people study this on their own. If you've never heard of a man named Aleister Crowley, have you? You've heard the name. What do you know about him?
Aleister Crowley.
People need to study that man. This man is the father, in my opinion, of what's known as the space age. His best friends were Ron L. Hubbard, creator of Scientology.
L. Ron.
Walt Disney, and the man that literally, supposedly, got us to space. Jack Parsons. Okay. This guy, Crowley, goes to the Pyramid of Giza, meditates, and anyone can do this on Google. Type in Aleister Crowley drawing, and you will see an image of what looks like how we see them in the movies, an alien or what they call a gray. He didn't really call it an alien. He called it a god. Okay. He was practicing black magic. This is mentioned in all the scriptures from the Abrahamic faiths. This guy's in California. He's out there. They're doing all types of rituals and crazy shit. Okay? One guy found Scientology, which believes aliens create. There's been an agenda to convince humanity they were created by aliens and not God. I made up this line. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled wasn't to convince the world he doesn't exist. It was to convince the world he's an alien. I believe science has figured out a way to create black holes. I believe that is what the CERN project does in Switzerland. CERN. C like Charlie, E like Edward, R like Robert, N like Nancy. They accelerate particles at the speed of light, basically in essence creating black holes. I don't think black holes are like the abyss that they make us think, like it sucks you in. I actually believe they're wormholes into different dimensions. We know scientifically, every physicist admits this, there's more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They believe up to 12, maybe even 13 dimensions. So if you're someone that believes in the creator.
Who says that?
Physicists. They've confirmed
that. Physicists all agree that there's 12 dimensions.
No, they didn't have an exact number. No one knows for sure, but we know.
There's other dimensions.
They discovered the God particle and what's also known as dark matter. It's fascinating shit to study. All I'm saying is this. My theory is this is why the occult was obsessed with the prophet Solomon. When you study scripture, Bible, Torah, Quran, why were they obsessed with Solomon? Most of their rituals were done with his two pillars, checkered boards, because it represents the dimension of darkness and the dimension of light. The dimension of the demonic force and our dimension, and the crossing of those two dimensions. Every prophet had a power. Jesus could walk on water, bring people back from the dead. Moses had the rod, right? What was Solomon's power? He was given the dominion, the authority over every living creature on earth and every living creature in a parallel dimension. I know this shit sounds crazy too, but here's the correlation. We know that the devil, when he tried to lead the children of Adam astray, it's mentioned that he shapeshifted into a man and went amongst the children of Adam to teach the children of Cain, Adam's son, to teach them how to make music. There's your shapeshifter that they say with alien terminology. We know that when Solomon was in power, he commanded this demonic force to bring him pearls from the bottom of the ocean that were the size of like baseballs, bro. And he supposedly decorated his temple, Solomon's temple, with these things that were from the part of the ocean that even today we have a hard time getting down to. Then he asked one of these demonic forces to bring him a throne of a queen called Queen Sheba. Queen Sheba was the head of what is today ancient Ethiopia. While she was en route to meet with Solomon, he summoned one of these demons that he could control to bring her throne. The demon brought her the throne in a millisecond, meaning they could teleport and bring material within the blink of an eye. This is if you believe in God and you believe in Scripture. I believe
this is if you do.
If you do.
So you're telling me everybody knows this?
They don't know, because some people can't put all the tiles of the mosaic together. I believe they figured out a way to bring that dimension into this dimension. And now that they're close to it, and people can think I'm crazy, I'm saying if we see aliens in their actual form doing crazy shit, you might see your great-grandfather from fucking 30 years ago, your grandfather that died, and it's your grandfather, bro, speaking just like he spoke. They have longer lifespans. If this is true and they can come into this dimension, they're going to try to convince humanity that we were created by aliens and not by God. Look, we cured death. Look, that's your grandmother. To deceive. This is the time of mass deception. I believe the reason they've been preconditioning us for over 50, 60, 70 years, they're getting close to the point where they're going to unleash this on the earth, and you're going to see things you never thought in your wildest dreams. And you're looking at me as someone you know for 2 years, you're thinking, you're out of your fucking mind. But half the world understands what the fuck I'm talking about right now. And this is my theory.
Is this going to break the net?
I don't know, brother. I don't believe in aliens. We are the fucking aliens. We fell from Eden. They were on this earth before us. They travel at the speed of light. They can shapeshift. We know this. The question is, they can't do it. They're not in our dimension, so we can't see them the way they see us.
Are we in their dimension?
They can see us, but I believe they found a way to bring them into this dimension.
Who's they?
Just worshiping the elite of this world, the people that call the shots. I know you think I'm out of my fucking mind. I love you. I hope this doesn't end our friendship, but this is what I think, Bradley. I know people think I'm crazy. Study Aleister Crowley. That guy, Jack Parsons, used the word that Muslims use for Antichrist. He says he has a dream where this Antichrist figure comes to him, named Belial Dajjal, and inspired him to make the fucking rocket fuel that got us through the atmosphere. I don't think any of this technology came originally from the human mind. I think it was inspired by a species. You could call it alien. They are aliens. So that's why we don't really know them. We don't know how they look. Most people don't even think about this stuff. That's an alien. It's foreign. I don't understand it. Depends what you call an alien. Yeah, so do I believe in aliens and that concept? Yes, but it's not the way you think or the way they want you to think. I believe they figured a way to bring that dimension into this dimension. There's people that mention the Mandela effect. Let's do the test with you. Let's see if it's real. I, as a child, remember a book called The Bernstein Bears. What do you remember? Do you remember that book or no?
Sure. I remember a book called Summer of the Monkeys.
Was it the Bernstein Bears or the Bernstein Bears?
Well, I believe it was called the Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain with a stein. If you Google right now, it says Bernstein. Everyone I know collectively, our consciousness, we remember the Bernstein Bears. Yet when we Google it, it says Bernstein. So how all of us have this memory? They believe that when they use this machine, it shifts reality. It's called the Mandela effect. Another example, in the movie Star Wars, everyone remembers Luke going, "Luke, I'm your father." You understand?
Well, Luke didn't say that.
No, Darth Vader did.
Yeah.
Do you remember him saying,
"I am your father"?
"Luke, I'm your father." That's not what he says in the movie, bro.
What does he say?
If you go watch it right now, he says, "No, I'm your father." No, he doesn't even say fucking Luke, bro. All of us remember he said Luke. You remember that. I remember that. All of us collectively remember this shit. Yet if we go watch the movie right now, the gold robot, okay?
C-3PO.
The gold one, not the little RC.
C-3PO.
Okay, do you remember him having a fucking silver leg? I remember him completely
silver
gold.
Silver leg, he was all gold.
See, and the people go, well, why is this a theory? This is the Mandela effect. Go watch the fucking movie. He has a silver leg, bro. Yeah, I'm not joking. So if someone believes they figured out how to open up these wormholes, and every time they do, it fucks with the fabric of our timeline. I don't know about that part. I'm not going to say I agree with it. But how is it that we all have the memory of him being completely solid gold, yet if we watch the movie today, he has one leg that is silver, bro? Did you know this?
Maybe the costume designer didn't watch the first movie. Maybe they
Brother, I'm talking about the original movie, the first Star Wars.
I mean, if you go back and watch
if you watch the first Star Wars right now, he's got a silver leg. Everyone collectively remembers him being completely gold. Do you remember that? That was a big movie in your
time. If you would have said, what color was he? I would have said gold. I wouldn't have said gold with a silver leg.
Brother, gold with a silver leg. This phenomenon is known as the Mandela effect. People feel like when they fuck with this Hadron Collider, they believe it does something. It like shifts the fabric of time. I don't know. And I'm not claiming I'm an expert on all this. And I know people think I might be crazy. All I'm saying is...
Well, I remember I loaned you $100,000. Do you remember that?
No, I don't, Brad.
See?
Mandela. I remember that. Yes, actually, I do. You lend me the 100, I made 5 million, and you have to wire me 2.5 back. Yeah, I remember that. Because I gave you the full 5 up front, bro. So you ever study the Mandela effect? It's mind-blowing shit, bro.
Yeah, no, I haven't. It sounds interesting, though.
Do you think I'm out of my mind? Be honest.
Well, I mean, I think you might think a lot about it, and so you're convincing yourself that there's some legitimacy to it, which it's easy to do, especially when you talk to people that are like somewhat convincing.
Like-minded.
Like, for example, the flat earth. Like, there are people that are dead ass convinced.
What do you believe?
Listen, there are people that are dead ass convinced. We live on a flat earth. We live under a firmament.
Yeah, in other words, like a dome. Yeah,
yeah, it's
dome.
A dome.
We can't go past.
You cannot go a certain past anywhere. We are in a dome. And
the whole Antarctica thing and all that.
And, you know, all that shit.
What do you think, honestly?
Well, again, I've only been taught we live on a planet, and the planet is round.
Me, personally, this is one, like, that's a topic that I don't know for certain. I've never been up that far. So I don't get into that debate. I don't really feel like I could.
Yeah, but still, that's the same thing, dude. People have convinced themselves we live on a flat earth.
I remember
and
watching
then there's
Star
people
Wars.
That will debate flat earthers all day long, and they will say that they're ignorant. Well, who's right? Nobody knows, except for flat earthers believe they are, and, you know, planet people think
this
they are.
This episode is
what's
testament.
The truth?
I don't know.
Exactly. And
this
that's
episode.
The bottom line is I don't know these things, and that's why I don't comment on them. Why? I don't know if there's aliens. I would bet that there are. I don't know if there's a
but
God.
Why are they putting this in the news?
Is.
Why is this in the news all of a sudden?
What in the news?
There's aliens. There's videos.
I don't watch the news much, so I don't know what's
in it. I don't either, but I saw this. I mean, this was all over the internet.
I've seen things on the internet that said there was a whistleblower that said we are in possession of alien crafts. We are in possession of alien bodies. So that doesn't surprise me. Why? Go look at all the articles in Roswell, New Mexico, where they said a UFO crash, and then next thing you know,
and all that,
next thing you know, it was a weather balloon. You know, that people that found particles and pieces of the aircraft said it's not, it wasn't, you know, this material. So, and, you know, people were told to shut up. You can't go to Area 51, you know, like.
51, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
There's all kinds of freaking, you know, evidence looking that way, but I don't know. And I'm not going to spend a bunch of time worried about it. Why? Because, bro, listen, here's the truth. You live in the now. That's the only place you can live. So people that live in the past and sit there and remember the past and they get all
destroy
sad
life.
And depressed about the past
life.
And they're blaming the past and they're living in the past.
Horrible place to be.
There's the same mistake as living in the future, you know, where you're always waiting, waiting for the next thing. You know, you'll be happy when, you know, when... There is no such thing as the past because it's gone. And there is no such thing as the future because by the time it becomes the future, it's not the future anymore. It's now. So you can only live right now. Right now, we're doing a podcast. Right now, there's no aliens. Right now, there's no problems. But yet we anticipate problems. Why? Why do we anticipate and fret and worry about things that aren't even real? And
by the way, we would worry about those things if we weren't productive with our lives and we had nothing better to fucking do. But I agree with you. You have to live in the present, even if you know it's all going to happen, because what the fuck?
You don't know, though. You don't know.
I'm saying you don't. But let's say even if you did, you're going to have a heart attack. You might as well live your life.
Well, what you're saying sounds, you know, totally outrageous. However, look at the stories in the Bible. They seem a little outrageous, too.
The guy walked on water. Yeah, it sounds pretty crazy.
You know, a burning bush was talking, you know,
half the world believes these stories, brother. Half the world.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
defies logic, right? If we're being real, it defies logic.
But do you realize, like, back in the 1300s when they were saying, you know, God will prevail, and then they died, and it's been thousands of years, and, He still ain't returned. You think they're tired of waiting? You think they're waiting? Listen, do you think all the people that have ever died for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, which are hundreds and hundreds,
billions, trillions,
like,
trillions?
Brother. Like you think at one point in time, you're going to go to a place where they all are?
I do believe in an afterlife. I do believe we were not created by accident.
I hope there is one.
I think there's too much proof that we were intelligently designed. I don't think we were.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why when someone says, do you believe in God? I don't know all the facts because I don't know, and I don't think anyone else does.
You believe
either.
In a superpower that designed the world.
I believe that we weren't here. I believe that we were created.
I believe that too. Now, if they told you it was an alien.
We're too perfect not to be. Like, for example, I take a knife, cut my arm, and my signals will heal the
cut. That's crazy.
For self-preservation. Like, dude, that's not, you don't accidentally do that shit. That'd be the equivalent of saying, print shop exploded, and out of the explosion came a dictionary with perfect numbers and perfect words. And you're telling me that that place exploded and then created this perfectly laid out exact document?
The way I
the answer is no. The answer is no. So it didn't just come out of some big bang. We didn't evolve out of an amoeba. And if we did evolve out of amoeba, again, it was God's amoeba, and he knew it was going to, you know, turn into this. Then people say, well, billions of years. Like, what if when you die, there's no time? So in other words, if you died right now, someone in the 19 or the 1300s, right? You think, man, they died a long time ago. In reality, the second you die was the second they died.
The game's over.
You see what I'm saying, though? Like, imagine waking up in this afterlife realizing that everyone's dead. Why? And they were dead instantly because there is no time there. So it wasn't, you know, 2,000 years ago that this person died. In the afterlife, they just got there. We just got there. Our children's children's children just got there. You're not lonely. There is no time there. And when you die, you open your eyes and everybody's there. Why? Because everybody dies. And there's no time. So it's not like someone that died in the 1300s had to wait, you know, all these years to see you die. No. They died. You died today. People will die 2,000 years from now, and we're all dying at the same time because there's no time. I don't even know where we get into this, but see, that's where it starts to warp minds and be like, well, yeah, what if? Yeah, what if?
My whole Nobody argument knows. Is this: to anyone that doesn't believe there's a creator.
Yeah, well,
I think it's with something exactly what you said, but I want to go just a little bit deeper with that. This is the logic that people go: why do you believe in God, Beck? Like, why? You believe in this imaginary thing you can't see. Besides the fact I've seen things that are just, they weren't coincidences in my life, man. Seeing dreams, I mean, just crazy shit, but forget all that. I take it from this perspective. Their whole argument is that this will happen by accident. All this shit that we see, everything as organized as it is, even though some people can't see it because they're not looking, happened by accident. Well, I would make this argument as two principles. Number one, if we took 10 lottery balls, you know how they do a lottery drawing, and we number those 10 balls, 1 to 10, and I mix them up in a box, and I say, hey, Brad, you're not allowed to look. I'm going to shake this box up randomly, chaotically. Brad, I need you to pull out number 1 first, all the way to number 10. What are the odds that you would be able to pull out 1, 2, 3, 4, in a row, 1 to 10?
None.
It's like 1 in 26 million. Like it's
trillion.
It's basically like impossible, right? Not completely impossible, but the odds of you ever doing it are very slim. That's just 10 balls. Here's my argument to people. Open up your box. I'm going to give you not 10 balls. I'm going to give you 1 million balls in order. If the sun wasn't exactly where it is in spectrum to the earth, if it was 1 inch closer, 1 inch could be 1 million miles of space, but it's only 1 inch closer in the spectrum of the universe, right? It would be too hot on Earth. We couldn't sustain life. 1 inch further is too cold. If the axis wasn't tilted the way it is, the rotation of day and night.
Thought we were on a flat Earth.
I'm just saying. I didn't say we were or we weren't. 7 layers of the atmosphere, the ionosphere, the stratosphere, the ozone layer, each have their own set of principles, their own order that protect us from space and gravity. I mean, I can go on and on and on. The polar caps reflect the majority of the sun's light back. Without trees, we're dead, right? And you're breathing in what they breathe out, and it's called a what? A respiratory system. You're breathing right now without even thinking about it. It's in order, not out of order. You have 1 million living species on this planet, Brad. If you wipe out the insects, what happens to the rest of the world? If you just wipe out all insects, what happens?
I guess we die.
We're all dead. Why? Because what is it called, Brad? It's called an ecosystem. These are all systems upon system upon system. For you to exist, for you to be alive, the fact that I can speak to you and in seconds you hear these sounds, like process, like this is, we take for granted the blessings, bro, that we have, which is why I think people will go to hell if there is a hell, because you deny the one that gave you this gift, that gave you this life, that gave you all these blessings. The problem is, this is my last part with this subject. Here's what I'll say to anyone out there. I think most people's problem in this world is they follow a religion like a tradition and not a belief. There's a big difference, Brad. Oh, I'm Christian. Are you, though? Did you really study it? Did you really choose it because you wanted to, or because your father was, your great-grandfather was, your great-great-great-grandfather was? Most people are the faith they are because they were born into it. You didn't choose that set of principles. That's not true belief. This is what my dad is, so this is what I am. That's not true belief. It's funny because in this life, Brad, and this is, you're a big proponent of this, right? About preparing, about getting new information, about improving yourself as a person. Here's the argument I would make to all people that are listening to this podcast. We get prepared for everything we do in this life if we want any chance of success. I want to become a doctor. I don't just wake up and become a doctor. I got to go to elementary, middle, high school, college, medical school, do a residency, and then I can open up my own. And then I got to get licensed, and then I become a doctor.
Spend
years of my life. People every day take money out of their life that they can use right now, put a little bit away into a retirement account or a 401k, an IRA, with no guarantee that they will ever reach the age of retirement to cash it out. Tell me, Bradley, that millions of people don't die every year that never get to cash out their retirement. Right or wrong?
Correct.
Yet they took money that could have benefited them today with the fear that they would reach the age of 65 or 72 or whatever it is and not be prepared for retirement. My question to everyone that's watching this is, are you not guaranteed to die? So what do I mean by that? How can you leave it to chance? The majority of the world all believes one thing. If you don't believe what they believe, there's a price to pay if there's an afterlife. You don't believe Jesus is your Lord and Savior as a Christian, the rest of us go to hell. Muslims believe if you believe anyone is God except God, you go to hell. Hindus believe if you're not a good person, you can reincarnate into a lower life level. The majority, overwhelmingly the majority of the world believes that there's something else after this throughout time. Even the ancient civilizations are not here no more. And they believe there's a price to pay, even the underworld and all this other stuff, Hades, the Greek gods. So my question to people that listen is, if there's any chance that any of this could be true, how do you leave that to chance? You don't leave nothing to chance in your life. If there's an afterlife, then you need to do work for it, meaning research. Look, how do you know? Just because your religion failed you and you didn't really study or look, how do you really know that there's not maybe an answer that you need to believe in that or not? That's my, I don't tell people believe what I believe. I say read. I say look. I say investigate. Because if there is an afterlife, just like when the landlord comes to the rents due, well, I didn't know. Well, if there is an afterlife, you were given these gifts, the ability to read, write, study, think, critically look, analyze, feel. I don't believe we have these emotions by accident. I don't believe any of this is by accident. I believe we were created with purpose. I believe there is a creator, and I believe that humanity is at a crossroad. They either have to choose, they believe in the creator or they don't, and I believe the world's becoming more and more godless, and I think that's why we're seeing the chaos that we see, that maybe, I don't know if you think is getting out of hand, I think is getting fucking out of hand. And I would always say, even if there wasn't a God, I'd still rather have people believe in him, because at least in their minds, there's some consequence to their actions. Fear the one who fears no one, my brother. And that's the world we're heading into. Bradley.
Now you guys know why we call him Beck, end of the world lover.
Always undercover.
Now, if you guys want to follow Beck, it's at Beck Lover, B-E-K.
That's not all I talk about, by the way.
No. We talk about all kinds of stuff.
Motivation stuff, but we went off on a tangent.
We're going to have you back in a year to see if you lost 70 pounds. If you didn't, you're going to stick your head in the toilet.
Drop a comment below if you like this type of stuff coming out of Bradley's podcast. See if they want more. Tell them to drop a comment.
Drop a comment
if you want more. Is Beck crazy or not crazy?
Yeah, is Beck crazy?
We're not crazy.
Just get some engagement going. Beck wants to get this thing into the millions of views like the last one I dropped where he was doing...
He did 2 million views in one day that day.
You were saying something about something.
September 11th, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
That thing went viral, man.
So folks, listen, whether you believe in aliens or not, I don't even know normally this is an entrepreneurial kind of based show, but sometimes we can go off the rails only because it's interesting shit. Now, when you think about things, like really sit there and think about things, sometimes you gotta ponder this shit. And then, right. and then you gotta get back to work. Then
Let
you gotta
me ask
say,
you a question
then you gotta
it.
Say, okay, even if all this is true and yak, you can't do shit about it. So guess what? Go back here, start finding out what it is you want in life, and then let's go get it because it's possible to get anything you want. And that is really the truth. But if all this shit starts happening and fucking, you don't ever get a chance to, guess what? Worry about it then. Why?
I agree
because
with
right
you
now,
that.
There ain't nothing to worry about, folks. Right here in the now, there's nothing to worry about. I'm having a good time. Just got all my blood work back. Everything's looking good. I didn't succumb to the pressure of the 2021.
You know what?
Deal.
The world closed down.
Everything's wonderful. I don't believe that there's going to be anything that happens that I can't react to. And that's what gives me solace.
Drop that bomb, baby.
But anyway, I know you got something to do.
Brad, it's always a pleasure, brother.
Thank you for coming.
We went off the reservation a little bit.
That's all right, dude.
We had a good time.
Had a little nice little break. Break from, business. Get a little into the paranormal.
Dropping bombs, Bradley.
Till next time.